And this is Bass Fan Radio, and with me today is probably one of the senior veterans of the BASS Trail, and it's Harold Allen. And Harold, it wasn't too long ago, a few weeks ago, you won one.
You bet, buddy. Went in there and knocked one off, man.
Well, I got to kind of kid you a little bit, because you've been in this thing almost 25 years with fishing the BASS Trail, and you know, I talk about you winning one. That was the first BASS win, but you had a lot of real close calls. Had some seconds in the Classic, some thirds in the Classic, and have done real, real well in past years.
Here, we've won in every circuit we've ever fished, you know, every major circuit except Bass. And we've had some real, like I said, real close calls. Some of them, you know, was beyond our control. There's some things that we couldn't do anything about. Some of them we could. Some of them was, you know, just stuff happening that ain't supposed to. But, man, we're proud of that first one, I promise you.
Well, I'm going to reminisce with you a little bit. It wasn't too long ago, way back in July and August, that a Classic win came very, very close, but one of the locals kind of messed you up.
Harry, I had a guy down there that I don't think he had something against Texas. I think he had something against anybody that fishes. And actually, the spot we were in is the same place that we placed fourth in year before last. And there were no signs whatsoever, no kind of activity, and I really felt good about the place. I had a little place I was starting and catching a limit and getting out there and saving it, you know, and going to another area. And my starting place, I'd actually caught one over 3 pounds every day in different areas, so they were pretty much up and down the canal. But it was not to be. I got it taken away from me. That's one of them deals where I really think I had a chance at it. Honestly, think I had a chance of winning it, but not to be, bud.
Well, you know, you had the opportunity at New Orleans one other time, and you were way up in the leaderboard as well, and I think you fished Venice area the same time, didn't you?
You bet, Terry. That was my fault, that tournament. I had the fish, and I left them. They were a little slow starting the second day, and I left them. I should have never done it. I went back the third day and really stayed in there and, you know, stayed with your deal, thing that you decide you're going to do. I stayed with it and come back pretty good. But 2 years ago, you know, it was my fault. This past year, it wasn't, buddy. I'd already made the mistake once, and it wasn't going to happen again.
Well, I got to highlight a little bit for you. The guy that, there was a gentleman that was, and I use that term very loosely, came in and basically kicked you out of an area on the Delta. And Bass had told you guys that if you were confronted or had any kind of an altercation, you were to leave, and you followed those rules to the hilt. But, boy, that really hurts when you have a good spot like that.
Oh, absolutely. What I'd like to do is maybe get you and some of your buddies and a couple of my buddies, and let's go back down there and get back in this same little situation, but this time be a little more prepared and invite this guy back in.
Well, you know, I read recently, I think in the last couple of days, that the Gary Klein, who was shot at in that tournament, believe it or not, folks, he was shot at with a shotgun. The person who did the shooting, they caught on ESPN cameras, and they dropped charges a couple of days ago because of insufficient evidence. And I don't know how much better evidence you can get than have it be on a camera, but they did drop those charges. So I don't think Bass will be going back to New Orleans very soon.
Well, you know, there's a simple problem, a simple solution to us going back. All I got to do is put a deputy in every boat, you know, we'll be okay.
Well, that sounds like that's a bad deal, though. You know, you think that we're past the good old West and where everybody carried a gun and all those kind of things. But many times, you know, as an angler, you have to do that. But, you know, I think the thing that's neat about this, the whole story, and even though that didn't turn out the way you wanted it to, was the respect for the fishery, respect for the other person there, and you pulled out of there, and that's what Bass wanted you to do. So, you know, you came out on top no matter if you won the tournament or not in my book, Harold.
Well, Harry, I appreciate that. The bottom line being that, you know, it really cost me a lot of money. I have no doubt that I would have passed Klein for second. I mean, that is not, that was a given. That was going to happen. And I really think I could have caught Iaconelli for first. And the bottom line is, it could have been a crowning touch, you know, for a career that, you know, I'm getting closer to the end of my career. I'm not going to kid anybody. And that would have been the real deal, man. But, you know, hell, I mean, that's life, man. Go on down the road.
Well, that's exactly what you have to do. And, you know, I guess, Harold, if you reminisce over the years, you know, now all these young bucks are coming along, and they're, you know, with a lot of money, and they're able to get out there and pre-fish a lot. But some of you guys just keep hanging in there and keep going to the Classic year in, year out.
Well, Terry, you know, that old Bass, he doesn't have a clue how old the guy on the other end of that string is. You know, he doesn't have a clue. so, you know, this is one of the true sports that age and you know, being in primo physical condition isn't the real deal. I mean, you know, if you can do the mechanics, you know, if you got good equipment and you can apply all that and, you know, have the stamina to last, you know, 6, 8, 9 hours, man, you can keep fishing until you're 100 years old, you know, and two, a lot of us guys that have been at it for a while, you know, we're not better than the younger guys. We just sometimes fish a little smarter, you know. We tend to do things a little different. We don't fish 100 mile an hour. We slow down and hopefully, you know, use a little of that time and age and stuff that we've acquired through the years.
We definitely call that experience. And I know one thing about Harold Allen: if the fish nibbles on the end, he's going to get a boat ride.
Well, that's a neat thing about fishing. You know, you can have all these frustrations. You know, bills are due. You had a fight with your kids. The boss ain't particularly happy with you. And you go out there and that first bite, you can tear his head off. And a lot of those frustrations go out the end of that jerk, you know.
Well, they certainly do. Now, I got to talk about a story about a hand grenade.
Yeah.
That was absolutely great. Bassmaster Classic about, I think it was 2 years ago. You walked up on stage and you said, boy, if I'd have just been able to take one of these lures that my son had given me, he's in the military, and been able to catch a couple of fish on it, if I had a couple more, I might have done well. And you pulled out what?
Yeah, Terry, that was a neat deal. You know, it was, you know, I'll do anything for a laugh, almost anything. And, you know, my son had given me those back earlier, you know, and I thought it just a neat deal, you know, tie in the military, you know, which we really appreciate. They're doing a mighty tremendous heck of a job over there. And to bring just a little fun to the deal, you know, it's really serious. I mean, we're fishing for a lot of money. It's a big boost to our career, but at the same time, you know, bring something up that all the guys can relate to and laugh about. I mean, that's kind of like what I like to do, you know.
Well, there's a little sidebar to that. The lieutenant governor was sitting in the front row, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I found out about that later on. One of the writers told me the lieutenant governor was right there by the edge of the stage. Of course, we couldn't see anybody because of the lights up there on us, but she was there and had a couple of her bodyguards there. When I pulled out the grenade, boy, the fake grenade, it was a real grenade, but there was no detonator in it. But when I pulled that deal out, I mean, everybody got real edgy for about 5 minutes there, and then they realized what was going on, and it was okay, you know.
Well, there's nothing like fun at the old ballpark, is there? You know, when you think about it, bass fishing, you know, it's become a serious sport, but we still have a lot of fun doing it, don't we?
Well, Terry, if you don't, you know, this game is, you can be as serious as you want to be, but you know, I'm sure that in the past it's cost me some places, maybe a win or two, but I enjoy visiting with a guy in the back of the boat. You know, I just enjoy having a good time. If he gets to the point where I've got to be just bent over double, worrying about every little thing, you know, it's no more fun, you know, and that's probably when I'll make a serious change. But as long as I can have fun at it, you know, and pay my bills and visit with the guys and promote the sport, that's the main thing for me, man.
Well, I guess here very quickly as we wrap up, your sport's about to start up again. You're about to head south.
Here, yeah, the last week of January we go to Florida, leave there, go straight to Alabama. It's going to be a busy 3 months here coming up.
Well, you're going to be one right after another one, and I always ask the guys, you know, that go and they're gone for like 60 days or 90 days. You must have somebody mow the grass for you.
Well, actually, I spread a real liberal amount of poison before I leave. That way I don't have to mow it until late in the summer.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.